I find that the forms my poems take can be determined in a lot of different ways. It's hard to generalize about it. I often write in traditional forms or in some variation on them, but I often write in free verse or nonce forms too. And with every poem, I try to do something a little different formally and otherwise than I've done before. This helps keep things interesting for me, I guess. I've written lots of sonnets, for example, but to me they all seem quite different one from another. I don't like feeling that I'm repeating myself, even though I'm sure I do repeat myself in various ways. Usually I don't know when I start a poem what form it's going to take. Other times I know from the first line that it's going to be rhymed trimed or quatrains, for example, or blank verse. And in those cases, when I know what the form is, the poem will likely be in that form from the first draft on. Occasionally, if the poem's not working, I may try recasting it in some other form or in free verse. But it more often happens that I draft a poem as free verse and then gradually formalize it as I'm revising. Sometimes, for example, I might begin not with a particular line in my head, but with a general sense of the overall arc or architecture of a poem. And in those cases, I write. I often write quickly and sloppily just to make sure I get it down before I lose sight of it. Then, after I've done that, I go back to the beginning and start massaging the rough lines into some sort of shape, into lines of poetry, I guess. If the lines seem at that point to be tending toward iambic pentameter, as is often the case for me, I may begin consciously massaging them in that direction, sometimes gently and other times firmly, revising the content along the way as well. One of the dangers, I think, of writing metrically or formally is that one is often tempted to pad lines in order to get them to the necessary length. And I always try to go the other direction, pruning back and trimming so that I'm compressing the lines into the shape I want rather than stretching them into that shape. That's really essential, I think. And if you're trying to write a sonnet and you find yourself with only 12 or 13 solid lines, for example, you need to either give up the idea of the sonnet or you need to really think about the poem in a deep way until you come up with something that can be added that won't be filler or padding but will actually be something of substantive significance to the poem, a new turn or a surprising image, something that adds to what the poem does rather than merely fills out the length requirement.